You're listening to SBS News.
As a cartoonist for the Herald Sun, it's Mark Knight's job to satirise current events, but his latest illustration depicting Serena Williams' outburst at the US Open may have been a step too far. Celebrities, including author J.K. Rowling, actors and even the daughter of legendary civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. showed their outrage on Twitter. Bernice King writing, "Art can be a vehicle to enlighten and eradicate racism, misogyny, etc. This does the opposite, and we can't afford to do that in this current social climate. Please do better," addressing the tweet to the Herald Sun. Mark Knight says he had no idea his cartoon would create such a reaction, but he says things can be blown out of proportion in the global social media landscape.
Now you have the whole world, 80 million people piling on you. I didn't anticipate that with this cartoon, which was basically just a cartoon about a sportswoman having a hissy fit on centre court at the US Open.
Many likening the cartoon to the Sambo and Jim Crow characters used to degrade African Americans in the 1800s. But Mr. Knight says he isn't racist and was simply trying to capture Miss Williams' likeness.
I don't know how I could have done it any other way. I guess people just would like me to... What, am I supposed to draw her looking like Taylor Swift? No, because it would look like Serena's.
Dr. Katomi Gadwiri is an African-Australian writer and university lecturer. She says cartoons like this can be harmful.
Not a question of whether he has a right to exaggerate or not, and I'm sure that's what artists do anyway. It's a question on whether people draw on these harmful stereotypes to be able to get a point across.
Social commentator Eva Cox calls the cartoon racist and overtly sexist, saying it demonises a woman who dares speak her dissatisfaction with an umpiring call.
Any woman who shows emotion, any woman who shows anger in particular, is really not nice and not a good woman. So that's part of it. And the fact that she happened to be black at the same time just sort of gave them an additional thing of maybe making her look stupid, terrible and revolting.
It's the second time in a month a cartoonist's work has drawn calls of racism. Mid-August, the newspaper published an illustration featuring Victorian Transport Minister Jacinta Allen standing in a train station with black figures in the background fighting. The caption read, "Minister Jacinta Allen takes decisive action to keep the Victorian public safe and bans Sky News on city stations." However, Herald Sun editor Damon Johnston stands by his cartoonist.
I think a lot of people in America are seeing things in that cartoon that just don't exist. They're looking for racism and they're looking for sexism, and they think they've found it, but they need to look again.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.